like to see the things in Vrindavan that are directly connected with Krishna. Mandirs and murtis are nice, but special things when we see Krishna scriptures. Kalyan is full of special things directly related to Krishna. That's another reason I like this place. Because originally, Nandabhava had three palaces. Nandabhava had a palace in Kalyan, he had one in Gokul, and one in Nandagram. And in Gokul and also in Kalyan, the palace has 84 pillars. 84 pillars. Kamba. Kamba means pillar. So you see in Gokul, you see a similar palace here on top of the hill nearby Vrindadevi Mandir. But this, where we are now, is called a rock, a bridge. It's called Setu Bandha. Millions of years ago, Ramchandra built a bridge to Lanka to retrieve Sita, to kill Ravana and get Sita back. And the phenomenon of that bridge, all the bridge was built by monkeys. Monkeys and squirrels, and anybody could help out. Mostly monkeys and squirrels, as we hear about. Maybe, and Hanuman, of course, was there, and all the famous monkeys of Ramayana were throwing rocks in the Indian Ocean, I guess, Indian Ocean, to make a bridge from India to Lanka. Setu means bridge. So what happens was, that was millions of years ago, 5,000 years ago in Krishna Lila, because Krishna is called Sarvavatari. All the avatars are within Krishna, so he can manifest any avatar at any time. In Guru Govinda Mandir, by Ramareti's side, Krishna manifested form, Vishnu form, and Shiradakshay Vishnu, and there's a place called, Sheshashayi, where Krishna, Bala manifests Sheshanag form, and Krishna manifested Mahavishnu form, lying on the ocean of milk. That's in Sheshashayi, Krishna sleeping on Shesha. So here, one time Krishna came here with the gopis. There was a lake here. There was a lake here, a very big lake, and the lake was called Lanka Kund. It was called Lanka Kund. Lanka is the name of the island where Ravana lived. So the gopis, Lita Sakhi, said to Krishna, "We heard from Bhagari Rishi. Bhagari Muni was the guru of Nandababa, and Gargarishi was the guru of Vasudev. So Bhagari Rishi used to come around Vrindavan and tell different stories of different Leelas and different avatars. So the gopis heard about Setu Bandha. So they were on one, there was a big lake here, and the gopis, and on one side of the lake there was a hill. There was a big hill there, which is, you can see it goes a little, the distance, there's a hill there. You can see some, it goes up a little bit. There. You can see it, it's a little, not like a big hill, it's right there, straight. So they said, they wanted to go that hill and have some leela with Krishna. We say, we don't want to walk all the way around this big lake, to Prikma, this big lake to get there. We heard in Ram Leela, you were Ramchandra, you made a bridge of rocks with monkeys. Can you do that here? We have a lot of monkeys, useless monkeys here. Stealing our saris and stealing our sushi when we go to the market. Pulling our bags and ripping up our eggplants and tomatoes. So can you call the monkeys? So he said, yeah, I can do that. On my flute, I can call anybody. I can do anything with my flute. So Krishna started playing his flute. And thousands of billions of monkeys came flying out from Ramareti and Vrindavan, Doivazar. They all came out here to come on. And Krishna says, look, you guys, pick up some rocks and make a bridge. So there's beautiful rocks here. I've been here years before. There wasn't so much, well, you could see the rocks more visibly. It was very clear. You see Prikma books of Vrindavan, a Braj Mandal, you see a picture in the right season, right time, maybe 10 years ago. There's a line of big rocks. looked like a bridge. Very long. 300, 400, 500 meters, 600 meters, 1,000 meters long. It looks like a bridge of rocks. Now it's all underneath these tree bobble trees and sticker bushes. It's a little hard to see. I haven't been here in 15 years. But it's a very special place. So Krishna, he played his flute and a monkey's came in. Krishna didn't have to write his holy name. Ram was written on each rock to make it float. But Krishna doesn't have to do that. He has Satya Sankalpa. Satya Sankalpa means whatever you think becomes true. So he said, rocks float. So float. Just like we're conditioned souls. And Krishna says, dance in kirtan. So we dance in kirtan. Otherwise, it's impossible. We're like rocks. Like rocks, how will we chant and dance to the name of some Hindu god? But we got initiated in Krishna Bhakti, and now we're all dancing in, like peacocks and chanting the holy name. So Krishna, that's his power to make anything possible. Make the impossible possible and the possible impossible. It's called Agatana, Gatana Agatana Patyasi Shakti. Repeat that. Gatana Agatana Patyasi Shakti. The power to make impossible possible. So if Ram can make rocks float, Krishna can make monsters in the ominous dance in Harinam. So here, Krishna, just by his will, by his sankalp, the rocks floated. Didn't write his name, Krishna, because he wanted to go east stepping on his name. And Krishna wrote the name Krishna on the rocks, go east wouldn't walk across the bridge. So there's a reason why they didn't write the name. It wasn't needed. But Ram had to make sure the bridge would work. So, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Radhe Radhe. These guys are sitting in the middle of the road. All fancy saris and clothes. Who are these guys? So this is a very special place. It's called Ram Setu, the bridge to Lanka Setu, Setu Bandha, the bridge across the Indian Ocean to get Sita. So I want everyone to see this at least once in their life, to see this place and make it strong. Samskara in your chitta. This Krishna has these beautiful leelas with the gopis. It's so much play. It's so much fun. And this Setu Bandha is also in the spiritual world. As Briya Bhavatamrita and so many books of our Gaudiya Vaishnavas say, there's no difference between Prakat Leela and Aprakat Leela, between invisible pastime and visible pastime. So when we go to the spiritual world, we'll walk along one time and say, oh, there's Setu Bandha. Or the pastime may be enacted right in front of our eyes. Because every pastime is eternal. So we'll go there, and one day we'll go out with the gopis. We'll be a gopi, we'll be a mantri, we'll go around and all the sakis, come here with Krishna, be a big lake here in Kamban. And then Lita say, you know, you were wrong, Chandra. And because Lita will happen right in front of our eyes. We'll see the rocks, all the monkeys coming, carrying rocks and throwing. Now, obviously, when the monkeys finish making the bridge, what do? When the monkeys finish making the bridge, what do? They asked Krishna for pranami. They said, well, what do we get? Do we get some offers? So Krishna manifested 20 lakhs of bananas and fruities, mango fruities. 1 lakh of mango fruities and 10 lakhs of bananas. So every monkey got 100 bananas and 10 mango fruities. You over there, it's apricot dough. So this is Kaliwan, the forest of Kaliwan, we're in Rajasthan. The beautiful leela took place. We should try to see it. The gopis walking across this bridge, laughing and giggling, and Krishna walking with Radharani in front, and all the monkeys walking behind, walking on this rock bridge built by the monkeys. Monkeys are jumping up and down the shore. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. You have to fill in the details, you know. If you read the little books, they don't have any details. you have to fill it in. The monkeys are jumping up down because they want to get bananas, you know. So they made a bridge that did a little song and dance also, you know. So they're jumping up. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna. Okay, then they come back, you know. So then Krishna gives them bananas and drinks, you know. So never forget this place we came to, Srinivanda, these beautiful, beautiful rocks. And what's this boy's name? Baba's name?
Kalyan Baba.
This gentleman is Kalyan Baba. And he showed us this place. You want to give him a little donation, you can give him a donation also. It's nice when we go on Yatra, give donations here and there.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare.
Kirsagar, this lower area on our right hand side is called Kirsagar. It's a big lake, big sarovar there. At that time, when the cowboys were playing, they decided to play a game called Cops and Robbers. So some boys took the role of sheep. They say sheep. And some boys became robbers. So one boy would take one boy and catch him and take him somewhere. So one Rakshas, associated with King Kans from Mathura, he came here disguised as a cowboy. in the skies, in Rakshas. He started taking cowboys, son of cowboys, for sheep and some are cowboys. So he started catching them because he's a powerful Rakshas. So he flew in the sky, he went to a mountain and put him in a cave. We'll go see that cave later. He flew in the sky, and the name of the demon is in Bhagavad Puran, Vishnu Puran, Sandhu Puran. The demon is called Vyomasura. Vyomasura means the sky demon. Vyom means sky. Vyom. And we say Paravyom. Vaikuntha means Paravyom. Vaikuntha, Paravyom. Paravyom, Paravyom. In English, it's translated as spiritual sky. Spiritual sky. And so he flew in the sky and locked all the cowboys in the cave. And they put a big rock in front of it. There was, the boys were suffocating. They're inside the cave and they couldn't breathe. Oh, I can't breathe. Krishna. They were crying for Krishna. Please save me. Please save me. Krishna bachao. Krishna bachao. They couldn't breathe. It was suffocating, a very bad situation. So Krishna, he looked at Balaram and said, I think there's some demon amongst us. And Krishna grabbed the guy, grabbed the guy, the Rakshas, disguised in a cowboy. And then the guy, the Rakshas flew in the sky, because he had mystic power. So he went up in the sky, he went all flying all around. So Krishna had a nice helicopter ride. A Yoma helicopter. He went on a sightseeing tour, aerial drone view of Kamiwan. And then he understood that the cowboys were choking. So he said, you're choking my friends, I'll choke you. So Krishna got him around the neck, Rakshas around like. He couldn't breathe. And he fell down on a rock, boom, crash, dead. Then Krishna went to the Vyoma Guha is cave of Vyoma, and he smashed the rock, boom, and hey, hit the drum. he smashed the rock. The only cowboys came out. Then they all said, oh, we're really hungry, you know. We were flying in the sky, we'd be suffocating, really hungry. So they came over here by this lake, take a bath, and they got really hungry. So then they eat over here, they had bhojan. They had so many tiffins, they bought so many tiffins from home, they bought cakes, they see here some of the cakes still there. And they bought tiffins, so take my tiffins out. They bought their individual tiffins. And inside they had lagers and kachoris and samosas. And then, don't. It's my turn. And they made plates. Some boys made tallies out of leaves. Some they took rocks. And Krishna Balaram sat over there on those rocks. And they made tally out of the rocks. When they just, the rocks became like a tally. And some of the rocks became like a donut, like a bowl, so for a doll. So you see here, this Dhanvasi lady, she'll show you the bowls and everything. And the rock in the rocks is called Bhajan Thali. So we're going to make a bhog offering here. There's this particular killing this demon. There's one contemporary acharya, Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, named Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He described that different demons, different rakshasas in Krishna Lila and Vrindavan represent different anarthas, the undesirable, you know, contaminations in the heart, anartha. Things that are obstacles and blockages to pure Krishna Bhakti Bhajan. So he said that this Vyoma demon represents association with deceitful devotees and thieves. So sometimes it's called Kapat Bhakta. Like Kapat means cheating, deceitful. They wear neck Kanti Mala, Tulsi Kanti Mala, and they put you on their part, but they have ulterior motives. They're actually interested in sense enjoyment. They're not interested in surrendering to Krishna and serving him with heart and devotion. So many people are called Kali Chelas. Chela means devotee. Chela means Shisha, Guru Ka Chela, Guru Ka Shisha. They're called Kali Chela. They're not really in it for love. They're in it for some other purpose. They're involved in bhakti to get profit, to get adoration, get distinction, become famous, to make money, to get friends, to get more likes on their Instagram, or whatever. But the real purpose of bhakti is to love and serve Krishna, Radharani, and Vrindavan here in this world and in the spiritual world also. No, it's called no motivation, no ulterior motive. So this Vyoma Sura, this Rakshas, he didn't come to serve Krishna, he came to cheat Krishna. He actually came to kill Krishna. He said, why should Krishna have fun? I want to stop his fun and remove his and kill his cowboys. He's very deceitful. Why is he deceitful? Because he showed himself as a cowboy. Deceit means cheating. Hypocrisy, fooling. He dressed as a cowboy, but he wasn't a cowboy. He was a rakshas. So it's like a devotee dressing as a devotee. He's not, he or she is not a devotee. They're rakshasi. Are there any rakshasis out there? Oh, you're terrible. Rakshasis. So it's very common in Kali Yuga. That's why there's often stories in the newspaper and television and news channels about Godmen. You heard of Godmen. Godmen, they pose as devotees or bhaktas or Shaivites or yogis or some kind of sadhu. But they're just after Kamini Kanak Pratishtha. Their actual motivation is Kamini Kanak Pratishtha. Pratishtha means name and fame, and Kamini means woman, enjoying women, and Kanak means gold. So this is cheating. So he came as a coward boy, but he's actually Rakshasa. He didn't come to serve Krishna and love Krishna. He came to kill Krishna. The opposite of love and service is hatred. If you're envious and hateful of someone, that means you want to destroy them. That's what envy. Envy means ultimately envy is a mild form of hate. When envy gets out of control, you become hateful that object of your envy, and you maybe kill the person. So he came like that. So this type of tendency to be deceitful or be hypocritical maybe inside of us. So we pray to Krishna, you remove this demon, Vyomasura, who came in disguised as a cowboy. Take any falsity in me, any cheating in me, anything that's not pure devotion, please take it out of me. And then when that happens, that comes out of you, then you have a big feast. they have a big feast. So we pray that by hearing this Krishna destroying this demon Vyomasura, that all this deceit and hypocrisy will come out of our heart, will become pure Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnavis. Now, what is the previous life of Vyomasura? Was Vyomasura born in Delhi? Was he a Punjabi? Was he from Croatia? Was he from Moscow? Was he from Moldova? Was he from America? Was he from Vishakhapatnam? He had a lot of news about Varanasi these days. Varanasi, there was a charitable king named Bhima Ratta. He was a Vishnu Bhakta. He was very respectful to everyone. He was an expert archer. He was a Dhanurwal, like Arjuna, Gandiva Dara. He left his kingdom in charge of his son. He went to the Malayan Hills Mountains, which is South India, to do austerities for 100,000 years. That's a long time. Yeah, Lord, like I said. The great sage Blatya, Kendra's ashram. Vadira false pride, King Bhimarata didn't stand up to show respect to the great sage Blatya. So Blatya got angry. He wasn't such a great sage. A really great sage doesn't become angry. He's cool anytime, all the time. But this sage, he got angry. So that was hot-headed sage. Blatya Muni. He's a great rishi, but he wanted to teach this guy a lesson. He said, you sinful rascal, you become a demon. Result of Rajarshi, Rajarishi, Bhimarata, was born as a demon Yamasura. But he got liberated by getting killed by Krishna. That's the good news. Krishna killed him. So this forest is called Kamyavan. This is about Durvasa got a shave. Somebody cut his hair. What's around here? Okay, let's see this guy. 86. This is Gauralila and Krishna Lila mix. Mixture of Krishna and Gauralila. The title of the story is Durvasa gets his beard shaved. Or no, the better title is Durvasa curses the Gopa. Once Nimai Pandit did that were in Mayapur, where Navadri, where West Bengal and Navadri. And Nimai Pandit was a little boy. He was playing with all his friends. And they met a coward, they met a ghosh. I mean, ghosh means coward man in Bengal, ghosh. We say Gopa. He had a ghosh. Ghosh, not a ghost. not a boot, he was a ghosh, ghosh. Hey, go eat. Nimai Pandit met a coward boy named Ram Dass. Nimai was saying, Ram Dass was taking some cows out. And the cows came to a lake, but they were afraid to take water from that lake because there's a crocodile. A crocodile. What is it? Makarmachi. 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 Too much. He was there, or she, or whatever. Crocodile, alligator, crocodile, croc. Yeah, your shoes and croc.
Yeah, crocs.
Crocs. I got crocs for you.
Yeah.
And the cows are afraid to drink water because they're afraid of the croc. So Lord Chaitanya, Nimai Pandit, he met this guy, this cowboy named Ram Dass. Ram Dass was anxiety. Because his cows are very thirsty. So Nimai Pandit, of course, he's also Krishna. He's in Krishna. And Vrindavan Leela, Nimai is Krishna. He's a cowboy. And now he is Krishna becomes a Brahmin, Nimai Pandit. Vishnu Bhara Mishra. So Lord Chaitanya started saying Hare Krishna mantra. He looked at the lake. Lord Chaitanya. Nimai Pandit looked at the lake and started chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Let's hear it.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Kai Gura Madhura Swami, Kai Gura Madhura Swami, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. sugar knob, sweet knob, honey knob, what have you. The crocodile crawling out of the lake. So who can give me a precise, you know, show me a crawling crocodile? Here's one. Okay, there's a crawling crocodile. That's the fact, watch out, she might start. I know her bite. So the crocodile came up. He touched Lucy's head, he touched Levi's mother's feet. Oh, it's good. Man. What happened when a mucker much? What happened when a mucker much? Levi's charmed spark, Cahoga.
Foot and farm.
You got his heart? Yeah. What happened?
Foot and farm.
You got Charbu's Narayan form? No.
No.
Where's he going to talk to him? You got to listen, Croc. Sune, Croc. Mucker much. Sune. Shuno. Bengali, Shuno. How do you say hello? How you got became this in Bengali? How you became crocodile Bengali? Ask him. Bengali
master.
How did you become? How did you become? How did you become? In Bengali, how you became croc?
कैसे crocodile बन गए ऐसे पूछ रहे थे.
बोलो.
कैसे बन गया? हाँ.
You see it?
मतलब
बंगाली में. बंगाली भाषा बोलो.
बंगाली में कैसे बोलते हैं?
नहीं वो कैसे चेतना. नहीं वो क्या है? What's the big deal? चीज़ आया.
बंगाली में. He is weak in Bengali.
He's Indian. That's cool. Sorry. So then Lucy said, how you became this? So then the croc told about his former genome, previous life. Have you ever heard of crocodile speak? Put your ears to your shoes and see what they tell you. If you wear Crocs, put your ear on your Crocs and see what they talk to you. That's not good. He said, previous you were drunk or you were, I was playing in Kamiwan. The Croc from Naudi was in Kamiwan. I was a very naughty, mysterious boy. Were you naughty, mysterious boy? What about you? I know he was, for sure. And this guy, what about him? What's that sequence? He's naughty, mysterious. So one day, this cowboy was in Kamiwan, and he came across Travasa Muni. Durvasa Muni just had chum and bone. Although Durvasa, the name Durvasa means what?
He eats durva grass.
He only eats durva grass. Durva grass, like, he only eats grass. Sometimes the gopis cook for him, and she gets his blessings, and he eats everything. He eats chum and bone. As you can read about it in Gopaltapa Upanishad. Gopaltapa Upanishad describes how Durvasa Muni, who only eats durva grass, broke his breath. A rabbi cooked for him. Hey, what can you say, yo? At least he's not that dumb. He's not dumb at all. I don't know. Are you careful? He's an incarnation of Shiva, I think, also.
Yes,
sir. So I have to be careful. महादेव की जय, बम बम बोले, ओम नमः शिवाय,
ओम नमः शिवाय,
ओम नमः शिवाय. So anyway, Jvasana ate and was sleeping. Right? Because Hara Dija. Hara Dija, right? So you see, so the cowboy snuck up and stood up half his beard. And you may know, if you don't know, you will know now today, southerners are very attached to their beard. Saturdays, you know Hindi, so you translate for them.
No, we are not understanding what you are saying.
Hey, you can translate. It's your duty. Get up to date. His naughty mistress way cut out some of the rest of his man's legs while the city was sleeping. The rest woke up suddenly. He got angry, he cursed the boy who became a crocodile for thousands of years. Begging forgiveness, the sage became compassionate and said, Listen, Croc. not Croc. He was not a croc yet. He was a cowboy. Listen, Goba. When Nandanandan comes in Kali Yuga, Krishna comes in Kali Yuga as Nimai Pandit, Navadi, you will hear him chant Hare Krishna mantra. You'll get free from my curse and your crocodile body. Good thing, huh? But just see the power of chanting Hare Krishna. So I see there's a few crocodiles here. I see one or two crocodiles in the audience. A lesson we can learn from this. If you chant Hare Krishna mantra, how's it going?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Then you'll kill your crocodile body and become a cowboy or a cowgirl in Vrindavan. Jai, Jai,
Shri Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
This is Yomagupta in Kaliyuga, the king of Yomasura, who captured all the cowboys. He stuffed hundreds of cowboys. He stuffed in this cave in the mountain. They put a big rock in the opening and blocked it off. There wasn't that much air inside the cave. And the cowboys were choking for air. They couldn't breathe. They were gasping for air. So they cried out, Krishna, reach out, Krishna, reach out. Krishna, save us, Krishna, save us. But Krishna was way down. You can't hear anything down the valley. If you yell, if you say, Rai, no one can hear you. We're too far away. And somehow Krishna heard the cries of the cowboy. He came up here, right here, and broke open the rock and hit the rock with his fan and smashed the rock like Bruce Lee. like karate. And broke the rock and beat all the cowboys. So what do we learn from this? What do we learn from this pastime?
Krishna can save us from any situation.
Krishna can save us at any time, anywhere, and Krishna hears our prayers.
Yes.
It is Sanskrit called Ubashutya. Ubashutya means hear from nearby. Ubashutya. Krishna heard, although he was far away, impossible to hear, Krishna could hear the cries. So he's far away from us, but we cry out for Krishna's help, for Krishna's mercy. He'll respond and come and help us. Krishna Bhagavan Ki
Jai.
So when Krishna was fighting and flying in the sky of Yamasura, he knocked him out, Yamasura fell to the ground. Krishna fell on top of the mountain here. He fell on top of the mountain, and his handprints and footprints are there where he landed. So you throw a cat up in the air, and the cat spins around and it comes down. They say a cat always lands on his hands and feet. Mm-hmm. You can twist the cat upside down. I am a little shy to say this. But I grew up in a farm area. So we had a lot of dogs and cats. And we heard that when we were a kid, that a cat always lands on his feet. So my brother and I would take the cat, twist him all around upside down, and throw it here. He would go round, around, around like this, and then come right down, right before the ground. He would slip around and land on his feet. I said to my brother, and I said, "Yeah, it works." The cat was really dizzy, though. The cat got a headache, you know. So I had to call Dr. Yashar Singh. Ask her, what kind of aspirin do you give cats? When a cat gets a headache, what kind of aspirin do you give them? It was kind of mean and nasty, but that's how kids are, you know. we twisted the cat, and threw him like this. You're a cat. So I won't do that with any of you. Well, you may feel like I'm throwing over the air, twisting you all around. But don't worry, you'll land on your ass to me. When you get stuck sitting around, you'll land on your ass to me. You'll be in good shape. Jai Jai
Shivani!
So now we'll go to the mountaintop and see where Krishna landed as he fell off that demon. Jai Rani.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
He knocked the guy and Bhima went down. And Krishna, hit him and the guy fell down and Krishna jumped off like a monkey. A monkey sees the grass jumping. Monkey jumps in his shoulders, scratches his glasses, and bounces off. Yes. So Krishna knocked him and bounced him off. And when he came down, he landed on this mountaintop. He put his hand down, his left hand and right foot. That's what's there.
Yes.
Left hand print and right foot. He went.
Like Hanuman.
So that's what's going on here. And down the other side of the street, Balaram was down there. Balaram wasn't up here. Krishna was flying in the sky. He was up there, he fell down here. Mm. He didn't climb, he went up on an airplane, you know. He went up with the rakshas, he was flying in the sky, and boom. We came the hard way, he just came flying. Balaram was down there looking. And when flying around, the earth started shaking. Balaram wanted the earth to start shaking. Balaram put his foot down. And now he's not the sheesh. Mm. He put his foot down and the earth stopped shaking. It stayed. That's down across the street. We'll see that next. And when Krishna was fighting, the guy ripped his garland. Oh. Krishna always wears a garland, you know.
Yes,
Vajjantimala. And it fell down on a rock down there. You see, and there's one place where garland fell, one where his Kostu, he knocked over his Kostu gem. Mm. His Kostu money, that's down there also. We'll see on the way downhill. There's a little mandir, little rooftop, little mandir over it. So this is another thing. Okay. You saw this, Bhavati, you saw the footprint, right foot and hand. You went boom. Like you fall, so when you go break your fall. Like a cat. I saw a cat. Cat always lands on his feet and his hands. So Chris is an ultimate cat. What's his name? Like a cat, big cat. Or any cause you couldn't throw Chris the Shingade around the air. Didn't have much time.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Someday or someday and at some time in this life, or at least next life, we'll live full time in Vrindavan. And if we are praying, we are living in Vrindavan, and by the Kripa Guru and Radharani and Krishna and Shiva Govishwar, if we have a fortune to die in Vrindavan, we should pray Vrindavan, pray Vrindavan, it shall take us to Nitya Vrindavan. For Nitya Seva or Manjri Sru, that we should pray for. Because Vrindadevi gives entrance to the Leelas of Radha and Krishna here in this realm as a sadhaka. She gives entrance to Radha Krishna Leela in perfection at city. Is that right?
Yes.
Thank you, Krishna. So this is a time to pray for mercy of Vrindadevi. We came all this way. The whole purpose of the whole journey here was to experience Kaivalya, but moreover to see the personal form of Vrindadevi manifest through Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is the guru of Ragmarg. Ragamayi Bhakti is under the control of Rupa and Raghunath. Vrindadevi manifests through Rupa Goswami, and Govindaji manifests through Rupa Goswami. So we're Gaudiya Vaishnavas, so we worship Rupa and Raghunath. So praying to Vrindadevi, it means to connect us to Rupa Goswami, connect us to Rupa Manjari. Because she appeared to Rupa Goswami, take all the flowers of Rupa Goswami to Rupa Manjari in the spiritual world. And all the flowers of Rupa Goswami in Sadhguru can stay happily and peacefully doing bhajan the whole life in Vrindavan. So anyone's living here, they should stay here until they get citizenship and keep staying here. This is my prayer to my neighbor Bhagavati and my up and coming neighbors, say Rhea and Vrindarika and company. You guys are Indian already, so you're lucky. You don't have to pray for anything. You already got it made. And Kanapriya, maybe you stay and become Indian citizen also. Never leave Vrindavan. That'd be good. So this is the many prayers we have for Vrindadevi. Because basically we're praying for Nitya Seva Radha Krishna. And she's all about that. She arranges for Nitya Seva Radha Krishna. Arranges all the kunja paraphernalia, all the details of the kunja there, arranged by Vrindadevi. Leela's himself, the Leela Shakti is Yogamaya. Yogamaya is the wife of Advaita Acharya. Sita Devi is Yogamaya. In Gorgonda, Shiva Kavi Karnapur says that Sita Devi in Vrindavan is Yogamaya. So we're away to Prabhupada, so we have an inside connection to Yogamaya. Yogamaya orchestrates all the Leelas of Krishna, all the Leelas. And Sakiras, and Matsayaras, and Madhuriras. But the Kunjas, Radha Krishna Leela, Kunja arrangement, that's Vrindadevi. She doesn't arrange for Krishna to wrestle with the Gopas. Yogamaya does. Vrindadevi, her business is dealing with Radharani and Krishna and Kunja Leela, and all Braj Leelas. Jhuvan Leela, Jalkaya Leela, all different Leelas under control of Vrindadevi. So we're going to see a lot of Vrindadevi. That's why we come at least once a year, we kind of pay our respect and beg for mercy. Just like whenever we go to Vrindavan, we try to go on Monday and do our shopping in Lord Bazaar on Monday. Or wherever we're going to go shopping, we try to go Monday so we can take darshan of Raraman and Gopishwar. These are the two lords of Vrindavan, they're important. See, then see Nidivan and see what comes, you come home. Hey, you won also. Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe. So this is the purpose of coming here. Climbing up those hills, sliding, breaking our butts, cutting our legs, shoving our belly. The whole purpose of it all was to have darshan of Vrindadevi and Govindaji and Gauranitai and Jagannath. Nitai is in a position like this, hands are like this. What's he doing? He's saying, eat her out, come here, eat her out, come. Jaldi out, quickly come. He's giving your mantra, he's giving invitation. Come here. If you come here and surrender, I'll give you the mercy. Lord Chaitanya is looking in his eyes and why are you so demanding? I'll just give the mercy, man. Namo Mahabha Nyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Nanda Gurudeva Praying for Daya, praying for Dayate. So Gauranga has his hand up like this, take it, lay low. So he's just giving. But then I say, hey, come on. Nitai Kriva Vine Bhai, Radha Krishna Payate Nai. Without the mercy of Nitai, you can't attain Radha Krishna. Confirmed. Jai Nitai, Jai Gaur. Jai Nitai, Jai Gaur.
Vrindarani ki jai. Vrindadevi ki jai.
Vrindadevi ki
jai.
Gopinath Bhagavan ki
jai.
Jagannath Swami ki
jai.
Kambal Dham ki
jai.
Vrichorasi kosh ki
jai. Jai Gaur Premanande.
Hari Hari.
Jai.
जय हो जय हो।
एक आपको बुला रहे, एक आपको आशीर्वाद दे रहे हैं।
Shiva's name is Ashutosh. What does Ashutosh mean?
Easily pleased.
Like we say, Guru Bhaktya Yandasa Ashu. Ashu means quickly, easily. Itat Saram, Guru Bhakti. Purusha Yandasa Ashu. It's very quickly, by Guru Bhakti, you can attain everything. It's in the 7th canto of Mahavata, chapter 15, verse 21. So Ashu means quickly. And Tosh means satisfied. So you can quickly satisfy Shiva by Bill Butcher, by chanting Krishna's name. There's a story once about Shiva. It was an interesting story. I'll tell that story. Shiva Mandir, I forget, it's in South India, famous temple. I can't remember the name of Shiva Temple. And the Shiva Temple had gold pot with dripping water on Shiva. It was Pani Seva, dripping water. And there were snakes around the Shiva Linga. There were gold snakes, like Ananta Shesh, carved in gold. So a thief wanted to come in and steal the gold pot. So he came in and stood on the Sheshanag. The Sheshanag, his heads go like that, so it come up like that. He stood and like reached up and grabbed the gold pot hanging by the Shiva Linga, dripping water. So he was straining, break the pot was suspended on a chain. It was like locked in a chain for the ceiling. So the thief was shaking the pot, trying to break it. And then a big noise went boom. Big sound came, like an explosion. And the thief fell off the Sheshanag. The thief was standing on the shield. He was standing on the Shiva, trying to snatch the gold pot. I heard a big boom and he felt he got scared. He dropped the pot, he let go of the pot, and he fell on the pot back. And the Shiva Linga made a big explosion, boom! Like this guy, go in the way, makes a drum, boom, boom, your heart breaks, you're close to it. Oh my God. I called Dr. Jesus me, you know, I'm talking. Take it all. So work. The old guy, I was like, shock treatment. It's like electric shock, boom, boom. I was like, rocking. Thank you, sir. So when that big explosion came, the guy got knocked off the Shiva, and Shiva came out of the Shiva. And he was really scared, he was really frightened. Oh, Lord, please forgive me, I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't mean to step on you. And she was smiling. She was really smiling. He was really happy. He said, I'm not unhappy, I'm very happy with you. Because most people come in here, they worship me with so much awe and reverence. They offer leaves, and they offer datur full, and they offer mala, and they offer incense, and tilak. They have so many prayers, and that's for this, and that's for that. You came here and didn't ask me for anything. And you were so familiar, you're like a... Like you just stood at me. You didn't have any awe, you didn't have any respect, any awe, any formality. You stood at me. Your feet felt so good on me. I felt so happy. So whatever you want. You want to get this gold pot is nothing. I'll give you 100 gold pots. Just go to your house, when you go home, you'll buy 100 gold pots. Leave this one here. I need this one. Leave this one, because it's dripping water on my head, you know. Yeah, I'm hot head, you know, so if you don't want me, so can you do that? Yeah, I'll do that. So I went home and 100 gold pots when I got home. But it's the same as she was telling something that I forget what it's called.
The Sportling is called Sportalinga.
This is Shiva pastime. A Kameshwar, the Gopis used to come here. Because see, in the old days, before Lord Chaitanya came to Vrindavan 500 years ago, Mahavendrapuri came to Vrindavan, Vaidyacharya came to Vrindavan, Nityananda came to Vrindavan, Bhavacharya came to Vrindavan, Nimarkacharya came to Vrindavan, Shankaracharya came to Vrindavan, they all came to Vrindavan. But Vrindavan in the old days was Kamyavan. The forest of Vrindavan was Kamyavan. Nanavan's fast was the Kamyavan.
Like when the Pandavas were in exile, they stayed in the forest of Kamiva. They worshiped Kameshwar. So this original, all the Vedas, all Rasvita, all Yamuna was flowing here in Kamiva. So Krishna bathing in Yamuna, and Puranas, he talks about all the Vedas, Vrindavan Leela took place in Kamiva forest, this forest. Lord Chaitanya changed the whole thing. Lord Chaitanya, there's Seva Clinch in Kamiva, there's Nidibana in Kamiva, Rasa Stara, everything in Kamiva. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he changed it and emphasized Vrindavan. Nidibana, Seva Clinch, Swami Haridas went there and did Bhajan. There were three Haridases. But Haridas was in Nidivan, one was in Sevakunj, one was in Kishorvan. There's three vans. There's Sevakunj next door to Kishorvan and Nidivan. And three Krishnadas, Swami Haridas, I forget the other one.
Hitarvans?
I think Hitarvans. No, three Haris.
Yes, yes.
Three Haris. Hari. One was Swami Haridas, one was Hitarvans. Hari Ram Vyas did bhajan in Kishoravan. Kishoravan, go here is yours. You know where here is yours is?
Yes.
Here is yours in Lavazar. You go opposite, you go north, opposite. There's a road there. It was right to Kishoravan. These three Haridas did bhajan in these three forests. And they all had their different revelations and experiences of Krishna. Swami Haridas was a Nidivan. He had darshan, Spurti of Bhakti Bihari. Bhakti Bihari is all the keys.
Yeah.
So Bhakti Bihari Prakastal is Nidivan. So this Kameshwar, Lord Chaitanya's time, Swami Haridas' time, 500 years ago, everything shifted there. So Rasa Sai, Bhamshi Ram is there. Everything was here before. This is an interesting change of history. When Nibarka came here, this whole Kamiva was the original crushing Vrindavan.
Yeah,
right. Adi Vrindavan. He's saying, yeah, right.
Old Vrindavan, Nish Vrindavan, Adi Vrindavan, Tam Vrindavan, Prachin Vrindavan, Bhukta Vrindavan.
Yeah.
It's
Gupta
Vrindavan.
Yeah. Now it's Gupta Vrindavan. Yeah. So that's an interesting point. So Kameshwar is one of those four Shivas in Braj Mandal. I control entrance into Braj Mandal. So anytime we take a birth, we're gonna enter Braj Mandal from the south or the north or the east or the west. Depends on how you come. You come by train. You enter from the south, so then you have to see Bhudeshwar. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Vrindavan, he stayed in Kuruga, which is south. Every day he was going to take darshan of Bhudeshwar. Bhudeshwar Mahadev in Mathura. Then he would come to Imlital and chant Java and go back to Kuruga. He would do Madhukari in Mathura city and around Bhudeshwar. And then go back to the Kurukai at night and sleep. It was a jungle area, Kurukai. There's no way to do Madhukari from, no erosions. So Kameshwar, this is the west side. So we want to enter, so we visit all these four Shiva temples. These thieves were stolen by Krishna's great grandson, Vajranav. Vajranav is stolen. Bhudeshwar in the south and north. No, he didn't sell Nandishwar. He saw four. Chakleshwar, Malasikam and Chakleshwar, Govishwar, Bhudeshwar,
Kameshwar.
Nandishwar is there.
There's the four temples of Bhudeshwar. We can see bodyguard of
them. Yeah, bodyguards.
Four Mahadev.
Dinkpal.
Yeah, Dikpal,
Chetrapal. Chetrapal, Dikpal.
Yeah, we can
say the Chetrapal. So these are the most important Shivas. Nandishwar is important, there's Leelas about that. The Kameshwar, the Gopis would come here when Krishna was in Vrindavan. They prayed, they worshiped Gopis, they worshiped Kameshwar. again Krishna Sangha. And when the whole thing shifted, another Kalpa, they worship Oishwar. That's how it goes. Okay, Rajeshwam. Well, we had a prayer, we had a Shivastikam on our phone. On your mobile phone. If Shiji doesn't have the Shivastikam, somebody should send it to her. Or Bhavati or whatever. Send the Shivastikam PDF file. Oh no, Shri, oh no, Shri. Oh no, Shri, oh no, Shri. I don't know if she has this power on my name. Got it? After this, we shall be more kind. Just for darshan, touch their water, touch their heads here, pay respect. And their tears grew advisor. Okay. Have the Ashtakam?
Yes,
go ahead. In Shiva Ashtakam, Shogamaya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is recorded in Murari Guru's Charitra.
Chaitanya
Charitra means Mahakavya. You got it? It's the same thing it said. Ratogama?
I think
so. Da 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 Be friends. Pretend at least. That's me excited. Okay, let's go.
Namo.
Well, you say it. You say you're authentic.
Namo namaste Trideshvaraya Bhutari Nathaya Vidaya Nityam Ganga Sarango Vibhara Chandra Churaya Gauri Chami, Karachandra Leela, Padma Pravala, Udakanti Vaste, Sanritya Rangeshta Parampradaya, Kailalya Nakaya Vrishadya Jaya, Sulam Shusurya Nimilochanaya, Tamo Nidete Jagatas Shivaya, Sahasra Sulam Shusahasra Rashmi, Sahasra Parate Jasestu Nayesha Ratno Jvala Vigrahaya Sardola Charmam Sukha Divya Tejase Saharasra Patro Parisam Sthitaya Varangada Mukta Bujarvayaya Sunukra Ranjita Pada Padma Sharat Sula Pratya Sukha Pradaya Vichitratna Kalibhushitaya Premana Vivaya Harodidehi Sri Rama Govinda Mukunda Saure Sri Krishna Narayana Vasudeva Ityadi Nama Amritapana Matta Brindadipaya Khila Dukkha Mantre Sri Naradadye Sapatam Sukopya Jinyasitaya Shuvara Pradaya Devyo Hare Bhakti Sukha Pradaya Shivaya Sarva Gurave Namo Namaha Shri Gauri Netro Savamangalaya Tat Prananathaya Rasa Pradaya
ಸ್ಯಾಷ್ಟಕಂ ಅದ್ಭುತಂ ಮಹತ್ ಶ್ರುತ್ವಾ ಹರಿಪ್ರೇಮ ಲಭೇತ ಶೀಘ್ರಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಚ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮ ಪೂರ್ವ ವೈಭವಂ ಯೋಗಾಲ ಪೂರ್ಣ ಪರಮಂ ಸಮಾದರಂ
ಶಿವಾಶ್ರಯಂ ಕೀ
ಜಯ